So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it Monday through Friday. Usually I tease up the nugget, but I can't wait to do that. I'll give you the nugget right now. You know the battle over SNAP, over food stamps, how this goes on over the ages. It's been particularly intense. I don't know if I should call out Brooke Rollins on this. Henry, get on that special bat line we have inside the White House. How would you answer this question? Can you buy lobster, even more important, can you buy caviar if you're on food stamps? The answer is yes. A listener sent it to me on Twitter today. It's a 1 ounce caviar, which is sickening anyhow. I only had it once. Well, I would say it's tepid. Have you ever had caviar, Henry? Whereas octopus, I enjoyed. Now, it was at a wine tasting, and this was the fourth round of different wines out in Delaware County, so maybe that had something to do with it. But I would say that, octopus, pretty good. Caviar, not so much.
No, caviar's great. It's like the rich man's anchovy. You want that little salt, that brine. Yeah, ugh. I think that's the bite to have.
I don't even, the anchovy, you're defending the anchovy.
Oh, I'm not
now.
Defending the anchovy. Okay. No, right. I'm just saying, like, okay. Anchovy, kind of a peasant, kind of salty, where it's like the caviar, okay. It's like, oh, it's an elevated taste, elevated
right.
Salty.
So on the can that the woman sent me, on the picture of the can, and Amazon's involved in this. Amazon's shipping all the stuff, making money off this. It says now EBT, meaning food stamp, eligible. They advertise it. It's an inducement. I knew about lobster before, kind of. And I was a guy, I'm backtracking on this now. Remember when RFK Jr. said, if you're on food stamps, you shouldn't be able to get soda and chips and stuff like that. And I try to split the baby and say that, yeah, to some degree, I don't want to be limiting it that much. Now, yeah, I've had it. The fraud, the waste, the abuse. If you're on food stamps, you're going to have to buy it yourself. But caviar. So when she sent it to me this morning on Twitter, I'm thinking, do I have time to really run this down? It didn't take me long to run it down just to make sure. That yes, it's legit. So, you know, the Trump administration is doing a good job shutting these holes. Shouldn't this be a matter of a couple of minutes? In other words, by executive order, by the order of the Secretary of Agriculture, is Congress going to fight him or Democrats going to fight him on this? Guess what? I think some crazy Democrat will fight and say, why can't they have caviar? Why can't they have an ounce of caviar? Or a lobster. I like lobster, but I'm not overwhelmed by it either. It's not worth the price. But caviar. Now, Henry is a man of many tastes.
I love food. I mean, look at me.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but You'll have a chance, by the way, to see Henry. By the way, we got a lot of stuff going on the big event, counting down to this Tuesday, 1210 WPHT for tickets. But should you be able to buy caviar? Am I even able to ask a question like that on food stamps?
Yeah, why not?
How? Why? Because you're on food stamps. Somebody else is paying for it.
I mean, if you do that, it's incredibly wasteful, and you're wasting amount of it.
Right. Well, again, if you're on food stamps, when you're getting something from somebody, Henry, is what I'm saying, I think they can put conditions on it. That's the way this isn't like a benefit you earned or anything like that.
I get that.
Yeah. You want to die on that hill? You're in the food stamps.
America. Do what we want. Okay. Why would we want my food stamps?
By the way, Dan Bongino, did you get that cut? Because I sent it late. Yeah. Do you have it? All right. Yeah. That kind of plays into it. Henry's not saying that just to say that. Now, if you meet us or you meet me anywhere, some people think, oh, you guys just say stuff to get people going on that side of it. You know, when there are two people, when they're a co-host or something, one person says it on WIP, then the other says it. I don't think too many of them do that at all. If you do that, it's going to sound bad over the course of time. So I trust Henry didn't say that just to say that. He's saying it because he thinks
that's what I believe.
Libertarian principle. You ought to be able to get caviar on food stamps. Please bring caviar for Henry on Tuesday night.
Oh, please.
I think you shouldn't. Now, I mention that because Dan Bongino was on with Hannity last night. And I like Dan Bongino personally, but the style of radio he does, you know how I feel about this. Everything's a conspiracy. So listen to this exchange because I try to protect talk radio. I say what I think. I'm not telling you anything different here. Now, you know, we all, on certain things, we put ourselves in the best light. You know, we all like to think about it that way. Bongino comes pretty close to, with Hannity, though, saying, well, we got the guy on January 6th, and I'm not going to get into any conspiracies or whatever. And when asked by Hannity about that, well, that's what you did before. He actually had a whole bunch of shows, Dan Bongino, where he brought in people to say Kamala Harris and the FBI may have set this up. And now I still think we don't know enough here about this guy, but jump into conspiracies of January 6th. There is some evidence, more than some, that the FBI had an awful lot of agents out there, and some of them may have been provoking. But I'm glad we got the pipe bomb guy, if we have. And Bongino comes awfully close, and on Twitter, people are going after him to say, well, I was being paid then. Now I have to look at the facts. What? I could easily bypass this, but I do want to make a point. I think the people I know that are good and last over year after year after year, they're not just saying wild stuff to you to get you crazy and to get more listeners. They're telling you what they actually believe to be the truth. Opinion-based. I mean, I have opinions on everything. Ask me, and if I say I don't have an opinion on that, oh, my God. I can't imagine what that is.
Yeah, well, it means you're steering clear, I feel like.
When we get to the side question, I may have to savage Cole Hamels today.
That's how
much of an opinion I have. I don't want to do it, Cole, but I may have to do it. You'll see why in a second. Cole Hamels, why? All right, so here's Bongino with Hannity.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. This is before you became the deputy FBI director. You put a post on X right after this happened, and you said there's a massive cover-up because the person that planted those pipe bombs, they don't want you to know who it is because it's either a connected anti-Trump insider or an inside job. You said that, you know, long before you even thought of as deputy FBI director.
Yeah, that's why I said to you, this investigation's just begun. We are pretty comfortable. We have our guy. I think as the, again, legal process starts to surface and information and facts start to come out, the public's going to be very comfortable with the investigation that was conducted under Director Patel and his leadership. He's been great on this. But I don't want to, you know, listen, I was paid in the past, Sean, for my opinions. That's
all right. So, yeah, he was paid in past for opinions. Now he's dealing in facts. Still holding out. I mean, this guy looks to me to be the typical nuts. And again, I'm open to following all the leads. Let's get it all out there if he's connected to anybody. But if he's not, I mean, the big story here now, I don't even have to play it right now. Jake Tapper announces he's a white man. And then up on the screen, you see a guy come on. It's clearly African-American. Why would Tapper do that? Because that's where the CNNs of the world and the others want to go right away. They're looking for some white guy who's a Trump guy. But I'm shocked. Didn't he have a picture of the guy? I'd like an explanation from the Tapper people. Why did Jake Tapper call this guy a white man? It's still basically unanswered. Did he confuse it with another white guy that did something wrong? All right, I have some sound to Brian Fitzpatrick that, let me play it now. We told you yesterday, and Henry tells me he's probably going to be on next week, which is good. Not today, but next week. So I get it. Republicans are getting nervous. Even Jeff Van Drew, they got to get something done on health care. Otherwise, these premiums are going to be huge, and they're afraid it'll sink them in the midterms. But Fitzpatrick's plan is 700% of the poverty level, you get covered. In other words, you have to make more than 700% family income. It's $225,000. You still get subsidies of Obamacare. That's crazy. There's no abortion provision in here. I saw a study yesterday that at least 59,000 accounts, maybe a lot more, are bogus accounts. Fitzpatrick's plan says you have to pay $5 a month just so we know that you don't have a bogus account. I don't think that's going to stop fraud. All right, so here is Brian Fitzpatrick. CBS Philly has him in an interview. Here's how it sounded.
Lawmakers in Washington racing to find a solution as enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits are set to expire at the end of the month.
The alternative is catastrophic. And that is that nothing gets done and premiums shoot up.
According to data from the Kaiser Family Foundation, a 40-year-old individual making $32,000 a year would see their monthly premiums rise from $58 to $180. The same data shows a 60-year-old couple in Bucks County with an income of $85,000 would see premiums jump from $602 to just over $1,800 a month. The same couple in Camden County paying the same amount would see a spike to nearly $2,500. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick from Bucks and Montgomery counties tells me he's finalizing a bipartisan plan to extend the subsidies for 2 years with an income cap.
Why don't we take that pot of money that's going to the higher income earners and bolster the amount of money going to the lower and middle income earners? That's something we could all agree to.
Fitzpatrick says he's crafted the plan with input from both parties in both chambers, trying to pull in a number of ideas.
Can't say they agree with everything we're doing, but that's kind of the whole point, right? I mean, this is supposed to be a compromise.
Thursday brought several other plans as well. Senate Democrats introduced a 3-year extension of the existing subsidies, and another bipartisan group of House lawmakers, including Republicans Jeff Van Drew and Ryan McKenzie, backed a framework similar to Fitzpatrick's.
Things are all right. Things are in motion here big time. Okay. I'm reading right from his stuff. If he comes on and says something different, you still get some degree of subsidy or subsidies on Obamacare. If we're looking at up to $225,000, okay, up to $225,000, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I wish you were in studio. Come on. And he says, let's not litigate abortion in this. Guess what? We don't want to pay for abortion. You know, Henry's okay with the cat. I don't want to pay for caviar. I don't want to pay for your eating caviar while you're having an abortion or after your abortion to celebrate. I'm fine. You know, without abortion and the state we're in and the laws and all that stuff. Okay, that's the law. But I don't want to pay for it. That's my law. Just like I don't want to pay for your caviar. I'd love to know how much caviar. Somebody's got to dig that out. How much caviar last year was sold or bought by somebody on food stamps? I don't know how we'd get
our lobster.
There's got
to be a figure on that somewhere.
There's got to be a figure. But the bottom line is Rollins and all these others come on with the Trump people. Are they not aware of this? This is her department. You should not be. The look of it is ridiculous. I said with the soda and potato chips, all right, I don't like it. It's a simple pleasure. Oh, do I want to deny the person? Now I'm thinking the fraud and the stuff that goes into it. Come on, caviar. Yeah, but then it cuts into what you got for the month. Well, it tells me fraud's involved here. Henry, that's my point more. That these people don't need these. They're not qualifying. Yeah. There's a whole scam going on. You get people that don't need them. They're selling them back half price at the bodegas and all this stuff in Camden you see routinely. And it's ridiculous. All right, we got a big hepatitis vaccine story. I got a big guest. I'll send it to you in a second here, Henry. Maybe not today or maybe today. I almost have it. I'll get into that, the whole vote on it. And there's a lot of nuance to it. But also, the war on drugs. This idea that we should just give up. So last night I'm watching CNN, the Jennings show, really. Jennings not on. And they're talking about, why are we hitting the Venezuelan drug boats? It's mainly coming in from the Pacific. All right. And I want to get to the bottom of this because I want to stop it. Guess what we did yesterday? We took out a drug boat coming in through the Pacific. Four were killed, but we took them out. Yeah, the war on drugs is on. We're not going to let you transport drugs into the country. And if you won't stop, you're going to get hit. What's so hard to understand about this? So now it is the Pacific that's involved. One new law, Bill Maher Day, Fridays. Mr. President, stop with the soccer stuff, the World Cup draw and all this stuff. Please, this soccer guy is almost as annoying as that Harold Lutnick guy.
He's the most corrupt person out there, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Harold Lutnick's probably sitting on his lap right now. They're both there. Yeah. Give me a break with the soccer thing. Come on. All right. All people love it. 855-839-1210.
I can't wait, personally.
You'll get a line. Now, Guy Shiraki, he'll be here later on to explain himself, was texting furiously yesterday when I said, you got to be kidding me, Henry. USC as a elite college or near elite. And Guy says, oh, yeah, they're a slight head of Georgetown. Okay, so we got together after the show, and it led to asking for somebody, something that is very underrated or at least a bit underrated. That's what we're looking for. That's today's side question. Some people would say that USC then is underrated. My God.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'd say they're overrated.
Okay, right. Okay. Down the hall, we're talking to Spike Eskin. They had a guy on the other day in the Hall of Fame. And I can tell this guy wants to get more people in that Hall of Fame, and I'm at the door blocking every door. You're not getting in there unless you're a step away from Babe Ruth. Otherwise, why have the Hall of Fame? Stop making up all these phony statistics, OPS plus, minus, LBGTQ, you know, kind of stuff. It's ludicrous. And they're making the point that Cole Hamels, you're hearing this right, if you follow sports at all, the eye test. Cole Hamels belongs in the Hall of Fame. Oh, my God. I have nothing against the guy. He's done great work with kids. He was an outstanding Phillies pitcher. And Joe Conklin, that's one of his biggest impressions. We should get Conklin on, Henry.
Oh,
put a note after the show on Monday to tell us what Cole Hamels thinks about potentially being in the Hall of Fame. Anyhow, though, he has the fifth best strikeouts
per nine
innings in the history of baseball.
Among active Hall of Famers.
Right. Yeah, okay, right. Hall of Famers. They're the one count. Right, yeah. Yeah, people that are in the Hall of Fame now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
But not all players.
Right, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, that right. It gets at longevity. I see what you're saying. So it's a longevity thing, too. How's that possible? Now, the changeup must have been devastating, and we didn't notice it because power pitchers, you notice, blowing guys away. Change up, maybe you don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth of all the pitchers in the Hall of Fame, as I understand. All right, that's a pretty good stat. But the eye test tells me Cole Hamels is not a Hall of Famer. All right, I'll take a film off too. The Wrestler, because we were talking about the other day. I went back. I just happened to be seeing something on it. And I think The Wrestler is very underrated. I think that film's really good.
I've still never seen it.
Yeah. If you do, I think you'll see it's not schlocky, and the leads are excellent in it. Really are. How about yours, Henry?
Yeah, so I'll take two off the board here.
Yeah.
First one I'm going to take off is an active Philadelphia athlete, actually. Someone we kind of got in just a throwaway trade at the trade deadline last year for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Right.
We traded Caleb Martin to the Mavericks, kind of as like a salary dump. You know, they needed a forward. We needed some guards. All right, we'll take this guy. He's been ho-hum throughout his career. He's, you know, averaged around 10 points until now. But now, since joining the Sixers, I mean, the second half of last year, he scored almost 22 points per game. This year, with a healthy roster, he's averaging almost 17 per night. I think this guy could be a sixth man of the year candidate, and I don't see, you know, why it can't be this year. And I'm talking about out of the University of Houston, Quentin Grimes.
I don't like the guy.
Really?
I'm not sure why.
Oh, I love him. I love watching him play every night.
It's like an irrational thing, I would admit.
He's got the most confidence on the floor that this shot is going in.
Oh, he does.
And he takes those.
All right, so that's a good one, particularly if you follow basketball. Anything else?
Yeah, yeah. So the other one I'm going to take off only has a 32% on the Rotten Tomatoes meter here. And it's a shame because I think it's the greatest kind of spoof comedy movie that has ever been made. And it's 2001's Not Another Teen Movie, directed by Joel Gallen, starring Captain America himself, pre-fame. It's makes fun of all the teen movies from the 80s and the 90s into the 2000s, and I think it's perfect because it makes fun of those movies scene by scene. I don't think it gets much better than that.
Sean, we'll give you, unless you have one now, we'll give you a next break. You have one? Something underrated.
Underrated, I would say either, let's see, Gross Point Blank, the movie, starring John Cusack.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Oh, my God. It's just, I don't know, it's one of my favorite movies. The writing is just top tier. That and the band Big Country. They have one hit here in the States.
Yeah, right.
But their first three albums are unreasonably solid.
All right.
855-839-1210. So everybody has something underrated. I know it's easier to attack and overrate it, but underrated we're going today. Coming off USC, if they really are, that start. And Cole Hamels, Hall of Famer. Oh, then they told me, well, of course, Chase Utley will be. I don't have anything against Chase Utley, but I don't see Hall of Fame again.
Oh, well.
How many guys? Yeah, Jimmy Rollins is a Hall of Famer. Ryan Howard's a Hall of Famer then, too.
It's the eras. It's the eras.
Was he the best? In the Hall of Fame.
No. Okay. I mean, personally, I would only put Chase in because he was one of, if not the best, second baseman of that era. But I can't say the same about J-Roll, Howard, and Hamels, despite, you know, despite Rollins and Howard both winning MVPs.
Right.
I can't really say they're the definitively one or two best at their position.
All right.
So
it's 855-839-1210. Somebody, something underrated. We should have a million of them, so get in early, get in often. By the way, too, I think at the big, it was a great broadcast today out there in Piazza. The crew there, the gang there, I think held up. I didn't quite see it at that point, but the limited edition, first year, Talk Radio 1210 Christmas ornaments. All right, this is a keeper, limited edition. You get this, you get the book. And you get Scott Jennings. I've been putting up on Twitter. I've gotten about halfway through the book. It's told in a Scott Jennings kind of way, particularly his insights on Trump are dead on. How Trump, you walk into the room, first time Oval Office, he's like a casting director. I think he's sitting here, I almost felt like I had to spin around or something. Besson sitting here. Who is this guy? Rubio, I have to leave now. All right, you'll get it all. It's going to be a lot of fun with Scott Jennings. I've scripted my first 50 questions, Henry, but I may call an audible at the finish line. Sometimes you'll see me rip up the paper just for drama and throw it
I hope
it
you
right
don't
out.
Have that Kevin Petullo
pull no, no, sheet. But I just said, though, but I call an audible. Like Jesse Waters, I went, uh-oh, this guy's only speaking 10 seconds. What am I going to do? Thank God. All right, so get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Okay, Dom Giordano Show. Linda Kearns in the On Deck Circle. Big day out there in Chester County. They're going to certify. Is it too much of a thing to say it's a fraudulent election? It depends on how you use the word fraud, ipso facto. You know, with the people who couldn't get their vote counted, all the nonsense. Certify it, though. We got to certify it. We'll ask her about that. All right, let's go to Tom in Bayville, New Jersey, on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Dom. Nancy and I, we were on the trip with you and Ro and all the gang to Sicily. We had a great time. We actually signed an evening. And I'm still missing Raymina a little bit.
Oh,
a little
absolutely.
Bit of a
oh, what an authority, huh? The PhDs in cooking and radiology. Yeah.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for coming, Tom. You're a great company. It was a great group.
Yeah, it was. It was a very good group. My point today, though, is that, you know, I'm not in love with hitting these boats without warning them. But we are almost 100,000 Americans dying every year from drug overdose. And most of it is coming from the South. And a lot of it's coming from fentanyl coming right from the South. We went bananas over the Vietnam War in from 1964 to 1974, 57,000 deaths. We went crazy. 100,000 dead Americans doesn't get anybody excited. So I want to hit the boats. I mean, they need to
well,
stop.
Well, the only thing and I would say, Tom, by best estimate, I would hit them too, because it's a broader thing. It's a war on drugs. I think they're mostly cocaine. The fentanyl comes from China to the drug cartels in Mexico. I would hit their factories. I think that's what we ought to do if we're serious about cutting off fentanyl, hit their factories in Mexico.
I agree 100%, but nobody gets excited about 100,000 dead Americans.
I hear you. Yeah, exactly. No, well, they will on the day they want to get excited about it, and then they'll tell us the war on drugs doesn't work. They have no solution. Trump has gone outside the box with this, and I think it's effective. And also, Tom, he hit the ship in the Pacific. So if more's coming in through the Pacific because of China, we ought to hit them even more then.
No question. And Trump pretty much lives outside the box most of the time anyway. So,
exactly. You got something that's underrated.
Yep, without question. So we need to do it. I want to do more of it. And then maybe those guys will stop coming.
Absolutely.
Or make it more difficult for them. Well, anyway, great trip. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Tom, very much. Yeah, the trip was spectacular. If you ever have a chance, Sicily, Calabria, definitely do it. Well, conservative tours, anytime you want to go on one of those. Dawn's right now, Portugal. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk with Linda Kearns, And again, I have to mention reading. I just got my hands on it yesterday, as you know. I got about halfway through the book. It is great stuff. One line in here gets me. Scott Jennings says at every stop in his book, Revolution of Common Sense, about Trump and Musk. Wherever I go, people ask me, well, is it fair on CNN that you have to face all these liberals? He says, no, it's not fair. It would only be fair if they put two or three more liberals on the other side of the table. Then it might be a fair match. Oh, man, this guy's getting crazy. You know, put them all on the other side. Have him in a little seat and just a gigantic room of people hectoring and yelling over. That'd be great looking TV. Really. And he'd just make the smirk, and there we go. Get your tickets. Tuesday is almost here, right? 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Linda Kearns next. Is this an election that is an actual election they're certifying today in some office out there in horsey country? And the other thing is, could Chrissy Houlihan actually show up? Henry, I would tell you, I would just buy her a drink. I'd buy her a bottle of wine right there. It would stop the night.
Get her bottle service.
Yeah, and I would say, Scott, hold my wine. Just let me handle this for a few minutes. Like, no. Scott Jennings, out of the chair. Oh, God. Just a five-minute debate with the Houlihan. I have some sound of her today. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
I'd say top five Elvis. We'll find out what is the... Is Elvis underrated? Well, I got
underrated?
Him on the... I have him on the Mount Rushmore, the four big entertainers of all time. Michael Jackson, Elvis... I mean, of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Elvis, Sinatra. I don't know who the fourth is. I vary. Remember, it's not just pure voice or whatever.
Taylor Swift.
You might have to say it. Boy, that's depressing, but... It's the bigness of it that's there. There's other three, no doubt. But Frank Sinatra would be just a little ledge above the precipice. Elvis, just a little bit below it. That's what would happen. Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210. No Elvis talk. Let's talk law.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good, Linda. All right. So
I
Go ahead.
I just want to just quick mention, I heard you talking about underrated, and yes. I think that the 1210 WPHT producer Jimmy Kelly is underrated because he is so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing. He just, you know, I debuted as a guest host last week. He just emailed me the files so that I would have them in perpetuity. He gave me my own set of headphones. He always meets me downstairs, you know, at security. Mm-hmm. He's underrated and he's amazing. So that's my vote.
Very nicely played. Mm-hmm. Jim Kelly will remember that. So, Linda, is this a fraudulent election being held or certification in Chesco today?
Okay, so I want to be careful about the use of the word fraud. Fraud is a wrongful deception intended to, you know, change the results or for gain. And I think that word is very overused in the context of elections. There were a lot of mistakes in Chester County this last time around, and they were completely and entirely preventable. However, it does appear that most, if not all, people had the opportunity to vote provisionally. As you know, I came on your show and I asked people to email me, and everyone who emailed me said that they kept checking and they finally confirmed that their ballot was counted. So despite just the chaos and confusion that could have been prevented, most people were able to vote. I think there were a couple people that ended up leaving and not voting because, you know, they had to get to work or whatever, and the workers couldn't figure out the provisional ballot process. But for the most part, most people voted. And with elections, any election, there has to be finality. You have to just end it and move on because we can't just keep litigating these elections after the fact.
Here's what I would say about it, though. I was putting it out there. I didn't want to get you in a legal thing. I meant in layman's terms. Linda, if they at least had done the investigation, these things take too long. They're suspect to me. You ought to be able to do this in a day, reasonably, to get to the bottom of what happened and tell people that before the date of certification, if you at least told us what happened, that's good public practice is the way I would put it.
Right. And this is complete bureaucracy. First of all, they hired a law firm.
Right.
The website says that it's going to cost $35,000. If I was a taxpayer in Chester County, I would be absolutely livid. I don't think it needs a bunch of lawyers charging by the hour to figure out what happened. I'll tell you what happened. They got those poll books back and no one opened them and proofread them. That's what happened. And they should be proofread. They should be spot checked. You need to treat each vote like it's a lottery ticket for $1 million or $1 billion dollars. And you need to check every step of the way. You don't just send these off to the printer and then bring them back and then distribute them to the polling places. You check, you spot check, you double check. And so they don't need a big investigation to find out what happened here. They need to have best practices and start to double check and spot check. And unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, it seems like every election, you know, one county or the other, or sometimes multiple counties run into these problems. And it's a real disgrace. And I think it's really undermining voter confidence.
Absolutely. And that then brings me to, we had Greg Rothman on, and I think Rothman yesterday triggered me. He started talking about mail-in balloting, and you're the person that won the day in Pennsylvania. Scott out there telling people to do it, but you also reassuring them about all the ways we could fact-check this to make sure it was okay.
Well, what did Rothman say about mail-in balloting?
Well, he's all on, you know, it's already on it for the governor's race. They're already moving forward because, Linda, go ahead.
What, he wants to encourage Republicans to use mail-in ballots?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
They did it before. They actually had contests. They did all kinds of things. I think he really helped, but we're still anemic. And in the special election in Tennessee, they had rolled up a huge start again on mail-in balloting, still indicating that we just are not there yet. Either, what do you know with the RNC or just some thoughts for listeners again to spread this, at least where we live, that this is what we have to do. And the assurances due to you and the work of others are pretty good. And there are ways that you can do it that are almost foolproof.
Right. So as an election integrity person, I don't think we should vote by mail ballots. And most people would agree with me, and I get that. But we have to play the game that we're in. We have to play the hands that we're dealt. So we have to use mail-in balloting to make sure that if you're going to be sick or not available or something's going to happen, that your vote's already in. And you as an individual voter, you can do things to make sure your own ballot gets counted. First of all, order it as early in the process as possible.
Right.
So that you're not waiting till the end so that it doesn't get there. If it's preferable to go to your county election board. Now that takes time because sometimes you have to wait in line. They have to print it out for you. You fill it out there, you return it. But at least then you're not depending on it going through the mail, and do it as early as possible, and read every single direction, double check, triple check. I mean, because I often vote by mail because I'm not available on election day because I'm in court. I know that ballot like the back of my hand, I double check and triple check. I read every single direction. I make sure I do it exactly right. I look at it. I take my time. So you guys as voters, the listeners as voters, you need to do everything that you possibly can to make sure your own vote is counted. And then places like the RNC or the state party and the local parties, they need to do what we did in 2024, which was recruit as many poll watchers as possible, get as many Republicans in these polling places to poll watch and to be election board workers, and also to have observers when they're opening the mail ballots. So the listeners can do something individually. That is, make sure you request it as early as possible and fill it out correctly. And then these parties need to take advantage of these observer processes. And then our legislature needs to come up with a law so that it's much more streamlined. It's much better that it's a little more uniform with regard to who can observe and how the observation process happens.
What's holding that up? You've been saying that for a while.
Because it seems like nobody is just introducing that as a pure law. They always like add in other things, and then the Democrats want goodies in there to try to get, because you're going to need the governor to sign it. And that's what happens with legislation. Instead of like a pure, hey, this is what we want, they always add in all these other goodies. And a lot of those other goodies really, really scare me, because Democrats want you to be able to register, for instance, on election day, which really, really is horrifying to me. That's something that election, they always are asking for. Republicans want voter ID. Democrats don't necessarily want voter ID or don't want it as strict as Republicans want it. So all we get is people bouncing all these ideas back and forth, and no true legislation, functional legislation gets passed. And I got to tell you, we have an incredibly passive Secretary of State here in Pennsylvania. I think that, our Secretary of State doesn't have a lot of power. He's more of an advisor. He doesn't actually, have the power over the counties, but he could take a more intense role. I mean, imagine if I was Secretary of State, do you think I would be as passive as him, or I would be out there trying to fix things?
That's just what I thought. And on a personal level, I get along great with him, and he comes on, but then nothing happens. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think that he's effective at all. And it's unfortunate that he doesn't have the power that other secretaries of state have, but that do with the power what you can. And I don't think that he is. But individual voters, I don't want anyone to be discouraged. I show up to vote every single time. Like, you cannot say, I don't trust the process, I'm not going to show up to vote. And that's getting more and more important for Republicans, because it seems like we have turned into the low propensity voters. We're the ones that aren't showing up. And if we don't show up in these off-year elections, these special elections, it's causing real, real problems. And in order for our Republican candidate, whoever it is, like, it looks like it's going to be Stacey Garrity, to win next year, we're going to need like robust Republican turnout. And then we're going to need to convince a lot of the independents and some of the Democrats to vote for her. And that's quite the tall order.
Absolutely. Linda, thank you so much, as always. Are you going to be at the event on Tuesday? We want to announce that you're there.
Oh, You know, I might be in. I'll see. I will let you know. I did hear you guys talking about who you talk about the most on the show, and I heard someone say maybe it's Linda Kearns, but I'm a little concerned. Do you think my name gets mentioned because I'm that goofy girl who likes Elvis, or because I'm a respected lawyer? Because
goofy girl. That right, Henry? That's what the
I don't know.
Come on, Henry. Come on. You told me that in the meeting after the show. That's what you said.
It's close. Yeah. It's definitely close, but I want to lean lawyer.
Okay. Well, lean lawyer for the record.
Thank you.
Here.
Henry wants to be nice to me. He wants to be on my good side.
Yeah, I want to be higher than third favorite producer at the station.
Right. Yeah, well, who are the other? Oh, DeSantis is number one. Who's second? Jimmy Kelly?
Who do you think? Oh, maybe Jimmy jumped in front of me. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, Jimmy jumped. Dan is awesome, and he was my producer when I filled in.
Oh, no, I'm dropping it.
That's it. Steve and Dan, there we go. Okay. All right, Linda. Have a great weekend.
But, Dom, you're my favorite host. No one can ever replace that. So you're my favorite host.
Well,
okay?
Thank you, Linda. Thank you very much. All right. To be continued on that. I'm listening for other shows to hear that. Okay. I got somebody on the okay. We'll take the call. Still wanting to fight the battle on the mail-in ballot. Look. Uh-oh. All right. When Henry hits that, that's kind of rare. Dan used to hit it to say, I have to go to the bathroom, but Henry.
No, I wouldn't announce that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, this just in. President Donald Trump has won the Peace Prize.
Okay. Yes. From Fight FIFA.
The FIFA Peace Prize, which is just invented, I don't know, 10 minutes ago.
By one of the most corrupt guys in
the
world.
One of the most corrupt guys in the world, the FIFA president.
I was going to say.
You know, that's all we have. You know what? Tell them again, what prize can we give Trump? The hair prize.
Yeah.
Tell them how much I talk about hair. I give him the hair prize. We could do it for the show from the Oval Office.
I mean, the FIFA president can't give out a hair prize. He's bald.
That's right. this fraudulent organization. God. All right. So Chester County, nice certification today. Why don't you tell people in a half hour with a fancy lawyer in the back and forth what the heck happened on Election Day and what are you going to do about it? All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you my first shot, pun intended, about what happened today with hepatitis B and kids, the recommendation not at birth now. And I'll tell you some of the science on that side. And some of the overall science on vaccines and where we should come down on this. It's a major deal today. 855-839-1210.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. I'll get to this hepatitis C after our next guest because I need some more time with that. But Henry, Fox Business, U.S. investigating Waymo, which is the self-driving taxi in Philadelphia, after footage captures self-driving cars, a lot of them illegally moving past school buses in Texas. Oh, yes. There we go. Wasn't that programmed in?
I guess not. And you know what? When I was down in Texas, when I was riding them, there weren't any school buses out because it was the summer. So
summertime.
Didn't even think about that.
I mean, you think they would program it if it has the thing that flips out. Do the buses there have that?
So right,
don't pass, stop, that kind of thing. What the heck? Are they going, well, no, we don't have to stop for a school bus. Oh, my God. I'm just picturing these maniac self-driving cars and kids walking in front of the school bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wonder if the light, because I know it's all LIDAR, you know, that's how it picks it up, everything around it. I wonder if it picks up, like, I mean, the stop sign, I guess it could be bigger, maybe, in order for it to pick it up.
Oh, the poor computer.
We have to capitulate to the computer car. I don't like that.
Exactly.
But, that's bad. Yeah, they need to work on that.
I'll be following this because be on the alert. They're out there in Philadelphia. Just remember that. The Waymo taxi thing is now a thing in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and places like that. So we'll go forward. 855-839-1210. Just a little tease on this. The hepatitis B is still given at this point at birth. And the argument is, apparently, it's not just sex-related. The argument on the other side is, you know, we want to start cutting down on the number of vaccines that are mandatory. And I'm in agreement with that. In Jersey, it's double figures, I believe. And we also want to take a look at when they should be given. And the people on the new CDC panel voted today not to recommend giving the vaccine to the child shortly after birth. Instead, they calculate 2 months in. And this has caused a huge firestorm. So we're going to have somebody on that panel on, I'm pretty assured, on Monday around this. And, you know, as a layman, I hear some of the points they're making, and I'm in the camp of really zoning in on creeping vaccinations and a lot of them and all that. But here we go again. Kennedy seemed to be suggesting this could be a cause of autism. And scientifically, the consensus is overwhelming that it's not. And again, this drive to find what's causing autism, yeah, it should be like a Manhattan Project, one out of 32, something like that, that we know of. But I'm tired of being dismissed, too, when I say, well, you know, it strikes me that we're better and we are have a spectrum, so we are tagging more people as autistic. I'm not saying that's the only reason that it's now reached these astronomical levels. I'm just saying, though, I think that's it. And you saw the attack on Tylenol. I don't know what that's done so far. I don't think the evidence bears out on that, and most of the scientists don't either with that. I'll give you more details on this. There's a lot going on with this, because this is really the first major vaccine thing that the new CDC has gotten involved in. All right, we all week have talked about, it's a riveting story, over $1 billion, Somali-based in Minnesota, a fraud, waste, abuse, but fraud, Medicaid, and related things. We have one of the guys who I would say really amplified this story well before New York Times and others. They really put it on the front page. I'll drill down on the details and tell you what's happened and what has to happen next. Also, don't forget your tickets. We were just talking to Linda Tuesday night. 1210WPHT.com. Really special night. I've chosen my outfit. At least Ro has. Oh, Ro is my interior. We'll see if Henry agrees which look, I'll tell you about that in the next hour, is best for Scott Jennings. I mean, we're presenting for Scott Jennings. I don't think my car is. I'm holding out for a station vehicle. I don't think we ought to arrive in a limo.
Don't hold your breath for that,
Scott,
one.
Would you like to get there in a self-driving car? No, I'm not doing it.
No, I want to make it there alive.
Not alive. We're passing school buses. And now who gets a ticket? How do you give a ticket to the self-driving car?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
exactly. I know nothing about it. I'm against them. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll talk with him next.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.